It's Wednesday, October 20th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Mix and match COVID booster shots could be on their way soon. The FDA may be allowing Americans to switch to another shot when choosing a booster. Preliminary data shows that it is still safe and gives a huge boost to your protection, particularly if you had the Johnson & Johnson shot. The Pfizer vaccine boosted antibody levels by a factor of 35, and Moderna raised it 76-fold. Carl Zimmer, columnist at the New York Times, joins us for more on mix and match boosters. Thanks for joining us, Carl.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk mix and match COVID booster shots. The FDA, it seems like they're going to be authorizing booster shots of different vaccines from the one you might have originally gotten. You know, as a reminder, we have the Pfizer, the Moderna, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccines out there right now. And this could help for a lot of people. I know people that had Johnson & Johnson might be looking for a different booster shot than the original one that they had, but we're seeing some data out there that supports that this could be a good thing to do. So, Carl, help us walk through some of this. What are we seeing?
So there have been a number of studies where, for one reason or another, people have switched from one of the COVID vaccines to another. It might have been that they were supposed to get two doses of AstraZeneca, and then, you know, there were concerns with young people. Maybe there was a small risk of blood clots. So in some countries, they switched to Pfizer. So these were opportunities to see, well, what happens? And as far as we can tell from these studies, there doesn't seem to be any serious safety issue. It's not like people react badly if you switch the vaccine on them. And it also looks like the production of antibodies works well. And that might be true not just for switching between your two primary doses, but it may be okay to switch to a booster dose.
Yeah, and in the case with some of these vaccines, you know, as you mentioned, ones that we were seeing in different countries, the platforms were different, right? So the AstraZeneca is a different platform than the mRNA ones that we have in Pfizer and Moderna. And they stimulate the immune system in different ways. So you kind of get the best of both worlds in that sense.
Well, that's a possibility that scientists have been looking into actually for a number of years. They've been working on experimental vaccines for diseases like HIV. And what they found is that maybe by combining really different vaccines, you can actually get a better defense because, you know, there's some vaccines that are based on mRNA, like Pfizer and Moderna. Vaccine like Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca, they're based on something called an adenovirus, so a virus that delivers the viral protein to your cells. There are other ones as well. There are protein vaccines and so on. So there are a lot of opportunities potentially to combine these to our advantage.
When we're looking at specifically the ones that we have here in the United States, have they done some of those studies already, mixing and matching? I know, as I mentioned, Johnson & Johnson, when compared to the other two, maybe wasn't as effective. But I know that there have been some things where, show if you do mix and match, then you get a huge boost really into the effectiveness of the vaccines.
So far, the National Institutes of Health have gotten some preliminary data, and got to stress, this is still preliminary. But what they did was they gave people who had gotten, you know, Moderna vaccine, a booster of Moderna or a booster of Pfizer, a booster of Johnson & Johnson. And then the same was true for people who got Pfizer, who got Johnson & Johnson for their initial shot. So they basically looked at all possible combinations. And so far, all they've looked at in terms of results are the antibodies that neutralize the coronavirus. That's really important, but it's not the whole story. Among those results, though, it looks as if you've gotten a Johnson & Johnson vaccine and you get a Johnson & Johnson booster, that boost your antibodies by a factor of 4, which is good. But if you were to get a Moderna instead as your booster, that would increase them by 72 times. So
wow.
big antibody difference.
Yeah.
Now, there are other parts of the immune system. There are immune cells called T cells, which are really important for sort of a long-term immunity to diseases. And Johnson & Johnson looks to be pretty good when it comes to the T cells. So we shouldn't just cling to one set of preliminary results and say that that's the full truth of the matter.
Right. I mean, there might be a case that those that have gotten the Pfizer and Moderna want to get that Johnson & Johnson just to boost up that side of things. You know, and obviously vice versa for those that got Johnson & Johnson might want to go the other way. You know, this is all very good news, obviously, to keep boosting the protection that we can get. And in the long term, it seems like there's going to be a lot more options. There's still a lot of COVID-19 vaccines that are in clinical trials being developed, and we could have other people come on board and that could serve as boosters in different ways as well.
That's right. At the New York Times, we have a vaccine tracker where we keep track of all of the COVID vaccines that are in clinical trials, and there are over 100 of them currently in clinical trials, and a bunch more that are being tested out on with animals. So there are a lot of potential new vaccines, and they are different from the ones that are authorized. So it's possible that within a few months, there might be protein-based vaccines coming from companies like Sanofi or Novavax, and those will be new candidates for your next booster.
And the ones that you just mentioned, viral protein ones, these are ones that contain viral proteins from the coronavirus itself, or are we still looking at other viruses that they use in the development of these?
No, these are basically just pure protein. What you do is you get a gene from the coronavirus and you stick it into some microbe that then just churns out that coronavirus protein that you want. And then you purify that and then you get an injection of that. That's a very common way that we get vaccinated for other diseases like influenza and so on. It's a very tried and true way of getting a vaccine. It's slower to make than mRNA vaccines. And so it's been lagging behind, but it could become a long-term serious contender.
Well, good news on all this front, right? More options, more ways to protect yourself. Just anecdotally, I've been hearing people say, hey, I'm waiting to see what the FDA says so I can decide which booster I'm going to go with as well. So all of that should be coming down very soon. Carl Zimmer, columnist at the New York Times, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.